I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed a package of bills aimed at improving mental health throughout the state, especially in rural and underserved areas. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
It's like FaceTiming your doctor. Telemedicine allows patients to connect with mental and behavioral health specialists from a distance. And with this new legislation, Medicaid beneficiaries will now have access to these services. State Representative Sue Scheer, a Democrat from Decatur, says she represents many rural areas in Illinois. And with this law, her constituents will now have access to the health care they need.
It's just a wonderful thing to see, especially in mental health, that those who need this the most will no longer be deprived of what's rightfully belonging to them.
Another measure signed strengthens enforcement and compliance with federal and state mental health parity laws, requiring mental health and addiction treatment to be covered by insurers at the same rate as physical medical conditions. Advocates say it's the strongest parity law in the country. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
In other news, Democratic gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker declined again to offer more specifics on how his progressive income tax system would look. Pritzker was in Normal for an Illinois agricultural legislative roundtable. He spoke moments after Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner, but the men never crossed paths. J.B. Pritzker says he'll outline the principles of his tax plan, like making the rich pay more, but not the rates or brackets.
I think you've got to negotiate this with the legislature, Republicans and Democrats. This is not just a, single party issue.
Meanwhile, Rauner says Illinois can't tax its way to prosperity.
Business owners will flood out of this state, And you know who's going to pay the tax tab? The middle class is going to pay the tax tab.
The state of Illinois currently has a flat rate income tax system. And an Illinois House subcommittee hearing about a casino expansion bill is underway. Among other things, the measure would create 6 new casinos, including ones in Rockford and Danville. It would also expand existing riverboats, allow for increased winnings on video gambling. Former two-term Governor Jim Edgar, once an opponent of land-based casinos, now says he favors casino expansion, including Chicago. The Republican says there are more pluses than minuses than there were 25 years ago and says the city of Chicago and state of Illinois need the revenue. This is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
I'm Jennifer Fuller with this news. The Carbondale Human Relations Commission has approved a public forum for next month, even after city officials contested the idea. The commission planned the forum for community members, city officials, and students to talk about ways for the community to boost enrollment at SIUC, improve housing and quality of life, and promote an inclusive culture for the city's diverse population. At the previous HRC meeting, some city officials tried to deter the commission from planning the forum. They say it would not be good for the university.
And I want to make one point, too, because you cannot separate Carbondale and the university.
That was HRC Chair Gerald Henrich, who spoke at last night's meeting. The commission argues the Carbondale community and the university should be unified in making Carbondale and SIUC a better place. That forum is now planned for September 13th from 6 to 7:30 at the Carbondale Civic Center. Dozens of schools across the region have applied for cafeteria funds through the St. Louis District Dairy Council. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The fund is called Dollars for Dairy, and it's focused on programs to help more students eat breakfast. The Dairy Council's Jalen Munson says this includes grab-and-go breakfast, breakfast after the bell, and even breakfast in the classroom.
Where the cafeteria delivers, like a bagged breakfast to the classrooms, and the students can eat it there. That's been also really successful in making sure that students eat.
Munson says research shows students who eat breakfast attend school more often, achieve more academically, and are healthier overall. I'm Brad Palmer.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.